Summer's abundance is evident in farmers' fields and backyard gardens, and there is an abundance of music from Wisconsin classical performers to delight the spirit resting after a day of gathering in. There's even a free concert in Delavan later this afternoon as the Turtle Creek Chamber Orchestra wraps up the summer session with their annual concert in the Phoenix Park Band Shell. Gather up some of your younger classical music performers for the afternoon, then learn about the orchestra's youth programs at turtlecreekchamberorchestra.net. This Tuesday evening, the Red Cedar Symphony has a free concert at Rice Lakes Veterans Memorial Park. Bring your own lawn chair and relax with a pops program of American and British composers, as well as highlights from movie scores. More information at redcedarsymphony.org. On Wednesday evening, the Sheboygan Pops Concert Band hosts a free concert of favorites at Fountain Park that will include students from the Diane Ramey School of Dance and Baton. Or perhaps you're in the mood for classical music that has just left a composer's desk, in which case you should check out the 3-day Madison New Music Festival beginning on Friday. You'll find those listings and plenty of others at our interactive calendar, wpr.org/events. There's a special excitement in Door County this week with the conclusion of one festival and the start of another. At the True Blood Performing Arts Center and the Red Barn on Washington Island, you have your pick of chamber music later this afternoon and several mornings through the week, ending with a combination of instrumental chamber ensembles and the voices of the festival chorus on Friday evening. That program will include 6 lighter works Mozart wrote for wind trios between 1783 and 1788. From an earlier Green Lake Festival concert, here is a Mozart piano trio from the summer of 1788. Trio number 5 in C, Kirche listing 548.
Thank you. Thank you.
violinist David Perry, cellist Tom Rosenberg, and pianist James Hausman, part of the Green Lake Festival Chamber Players on July 17, 2014, with Mozart's Piano Trio No. 5 in C. Riley Eisnagel of Thin Ice Productions recorded this at the Thrasher Opera House. For the full list of events for the Washington Island Music Festival this entire week, go to WashingtonIslandMusicFestival.com. In just a moment, one of the well-loved romantic symphonies that will usher in 3 weeks of concerts at Door Community Auditorium. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The Peninsula Music Festival's 66th season begins this week and continues through August 25th, with programs that trace the global map in music, from London to Leipzig, Paris to Munich, with a couple of stops in Russia, Vienna, and of course American voices singing Happy Birthday to Leonard Bernstein. Music director Victor Yampolsky, now in his 33rd year at the helm, will include a dozen pieces never before heard at the festival. But for the first concert on Tuesday evening, he's packed it with audience favorites, like the Third Symphony of Johannes Brahms. This creation from the summer of 1883 was an immediate success and threads its way through movies, popular song, and computer games today. As a piece of purely abstract music, it has no program of its own, which makes it all the more inviting for every listener to put her or his own story into it. Carl St. Clair and the Madison Symphony Orchestra give us a wide emotional canvas in Brahms Symphony No. 3 in F major.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Madison Symphony Orchestra with guest conductor Carl St. Clair in the Brahms Symphony No. 3 in F Major from a March 2012 concert in Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. That symphony is part of the Peninsula Music Festival's opening concert this Tuesday evening at the Door Community Auditorium in Fish Creek. You can read the complete schedule and the complete program notes at musicfestival.com. Wisconsin classical musicians hope your August harvest includes an abundance of live performances. I'm Lori Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.